This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning with a fight in Phil's. They had a fight last night. They had a scrap, and they did get that W, which was certainly good to see. It was an adventure. It was an adventure getting there. Look, we'll break down the Phillies game, and obviously, as we do on a daily basis, what it all means for the process of this season. We'll also talk a lot about the draft today, as it's coming up now in just 2 weeks, exactly 2 weeks to an NFL draft. Brandon Graham, he said an awful lot yesterday in an interview. We'll play that audio for you as we move through the program. Look, all of it with you on the phone lines. We got Phillies tickets to give away today. You can join us 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello.
Good morning there, Johnny.
Diastema is the term for a gap between teeth.
Wow. Strahan.
Not just
like
not just the front teeth.
Strahan.
Not just the front teeth, any teeth, but that is an example of a diastema. Yep. Michael Strahan. Yep.
Fancy term for that.
Yeah. Diastema.
Well,
it sounds like you really know what you're talking about if you say diastema.
Oh, you got a diastema, I see, huh?
Oh yeah.
You know what I thought of?
What?
Our buddy Harry Mays.
Yeah.
Shout out to Harry.
He's definitely a little diastema.
For those that know Harry,
he's diastemic.
What's going on back there?
Exactly. He's a good dude. All right, good morning to you. 215-592-9494. Well, look, I guess the Phillies, can I use this segue? They had some gaps in their game last night, but they pulled it out. You know, this was
one of my favorite things is the segue.
Thank
these
you,
days.
Sir. This was a
That was a pretty good one.
That was not bad.
That was
because there
good.
Were because there were issues.
We had some
okay?
gaps.
So this was one of those like when the game's over. Not that maybe you like literally write it down, but in your mind, there's this. There's this accounting for the positives that I saw and the negatives that I saw. Now, John, I don't know which you're reflecting on more this morning, but there were a whole bunch of both. In some ways, honestly, I think there were more negatives. The irony is the Phillies pulled out a win and got the W, which is, you know, the ultimate positive, at least with regard to last night. But, John, so much within that game. What hits you on either side of the ledger? What hits you the most?
What hits me the most is Taijuan Walker has a zero ERA and two wins.
He didn't get a win last night.
Oh, he didn't?
He didn't pitch five
no
innings.
Decision.
Yeah, but two starts and two.
So
yeah,
he
you
was
have to go
four and two thirds.
Yeah.
Correct.
He was that close. He was
correct.
Four and two thirds. He was that close to having two wins.
Yeah,
and he's got a zero ERA. Yeah. How's that?
Yep.
Alec Bohm continues to.
Oh, you went to the negative pretty quick. that wasn't long on the positives, ladies and gentlemen. He was like, yeah, Taijuan. All right, let me talk about Bohm.
No.
Listen, John, Bohm is worth talking about, man.
I am worried.
It's a thing.
About Alec Bohm.
I know.
That comes to the top. That simmers. That has been simmering. That boils to the top. I have a problem with the constant sulky remnants, you know, the sulky reminders that, wait a second, is he flipping out right now? Yeah. Like, I'm constantly vigilant.
I didn't think it was as bad, though, last
night. No, it wasn't. Yeah. It totally wasn't. But I do think his play is now being affected by the fact that he's, you know, in a weird place emotionally.
I agree with that.
So that's not good. I'm frustrated by that part of things. It was awesome to see Trey Turner summon power.
Yep.
Because that, you know, the speed and power combo is something that I am... So it's rare from my experience.
Let me give you a negative for a moment while we're on Trey, because it is good to see him summon the power, and he needs to do that more and more if he can't move much to his left defensively. I mean, there's balls that are hit. It's like, oh, I know Jimmy would have gotten it. But I'm also thinking freaking Desi Relaford would have gotten it. I mean,
Desi.
There are balls to his left and probably to his right as well. He just is... Because that is one of the things that stood out to me last night. Now, John, don't get me wrong. This is not me trying to come down too hard on the Phillies. I think they're a great baseball team. But candidly, for me last night, the negatives were more plentiful than the positives. I mean, the bullpen is like, because I don't think Taiwan's...
Did Alvarado get us the save? Well, did it count as a save last night?
But again,
Alvarado was scary.
It was scary.
Over 100 miles an hour.
Here's the one thing I'll say. In the midst of that high wire act by Alvarado last night, I wasn't dismayed with how the runners got on base. It wasn't a situation where he was wild. Like, the Braves were actually just getting hits, and I can respect that.
Also, it's hard to come in and get that big out in an inning, sit on the bench, then come back out and ratchet it back. It's hard for those guys. Like, the fact they got through it, I was impressed.
With this bullpen, though, James.
You have a choice. That's the problem. You don't have a choice.
Well, that stood out to me the most last night. The bullpen stood out to me the most.
Yeah, because Kirkering was supposed to be emergency only, and he had to get up and start warming up because Alvarado gave up two singles in the ninth inning. That's not the way it's supposed to work. We don't have enough right now. Guys are stretching.
Correct.
Like I said, if Alvarado's out there throwing 18 pitches 100 miles an hour or greater, that wear and tear, I'm worried about that part of things.
I agree
not
with that.
Right now, but in a couple months.
Look, so yeah, that's on the table. Look, the whole game's on the table, and obviously what it means within the course of the season at 215-592-9494. I mean, another one... is Marsh. Like, at least with Bohm, I feel like I can say Bohm is a good baseball player who is currently struggling and may not work out here, but is a good player, I think.
A good offensive player.
Well,
offensive player.
But I mean, on the whole, both offense and defense combined, he's a good baseball player. Marsh is a below-average player, period.
He's not a starter.
He's not a starter, but you know
what?
He's
a fourth outfielder.
But you know what, Ray? On this team, he starts.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So, and here's the thing about Marsh's low batting average, and you can track this to last year, that's, to me, particularly dismaying. Most of his at-bats are against right-handed pitchers. Like, he's been kind of platoonish guy. That makes his low batting average look even worse because Rob Thompson doesn't put him in a position to face left-handed pitching all that often. I mean, he's supposed to be elevated by 20 to 40 points, typically because he's facing, typically, only, you know, right-handed pitching. So the Marsh thing to me is a concern. Now, look, I don't want to overdo it here, guys. I was excited the Phillies got the win. I really was. I mean, look, they haven't lost a series yet this year, and they can keep that streak going tonight if they can get the W. Obviously, you know, you pretty much always are wrapping back to another good starting pitcher after Taiwan's done. Credit to Taiwan for looking like a good pitcher last night, or good enough. He didn't go long, but as John said, he didn't give up a run. I mean, Trey and Bryce both had massive home runs. I mean, they're both the fun home run types. One, the Bryce one in the seventh, you're down, you're up.
Awesome.
Like, that's a big moment. Matter of fact, let's hear that moment. I want to hear Bryce's home run last night. If you missed the game, bottom line is the Phils were down, tight game, 2-1, well pitched. Down 2-1, seventh inning, Bryce.
Harper swings, hits one high in the air, deep right center field, and that ball is gone into the Braves' bullpen. And Bryce Harper has finally connected again against Atlanta. and he's turned the game around. 3-2 Phillies on Harper's second home run of the season.
All right, so when a moment like that happens, there's two things to me that go through my mind, number one, right away. Number one, I'm psyched. It's awesome, right? Bryce did it. That's awesome. He's the man, because he is. But the other thing is you say, all right, I hope my team doesn't give the lead back up again. Like, let's be up for good. Because you're late enough in the game, let's be up for good. Well, they weren't up for good. So it required then a Trey situation in the ninth inning. Trey in the ninth with another absolutely big one.
And he swings and drives one high in the air, deep left field. Eli White going back to the track at the wall. He jumps. He can't get it. It's gone. And Turner has taken Iglesias deep here in the ninth inning. Phillies are back in front on the solo shot by Trey Turner. His first of the year. And what a time for it. It's 4-3 Phillies.
And look, obviously, as I said, the Phillies have a chance to win the series tonight. That would keep their streak going, a four straight series out of the gate, not having lost the series. They are way up on the Atlanta Braves. The Phillies have an outstanding record. This is just one of the, look, maybe there's many games. I guess there's a ton that there's a ledger good and bad. This one for me just felt more, James, this one to me felt more complex in that regard.
I totally agree.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Does that make sense?
Well, especially in light of the night before and the way they lost that game the night before and the bullpen and the fact that, you know, and the fact that it's been this, like, do you guys know what Alec Bohm's OPS is for the season? Take a guess. OPS.
500.
396. Oh.
Yeah.
He has a 396 OPS on the season. He has been horrendous.
Yeah.
He had one hit that mattered all season. That hit and was a big hit.
Opening
yeah,
game?
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, and wow. To John's point.
And
like,
by the way, they're what, 11 games in now?
They're 8-3. Yeah, 11 yeah. games. It's small yeah. sample size, but it's starting to be a sample size.
Not that small.
Exactly. And to John's point, last night he was better about it, but he still threw his bat down after that first one.
He did.
The spots are finding him. He's coming up in big spots with runners on when they need something. And I think his emotions, he is not controlling them. Like, he is not focused. He is not locked in these at-bats. He is swinging early. He's striking out. He is not making good contact. Like, Alec Bohm is a problem right now.
He's thinking about the negative, and it's affecting his game.
And Alec, don't you understand? This is why you were shopped in the offseason.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to get this under control. This is a real problem.
Yeah.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And it's self, you're perpetuating the problem by acting childish by being such a problem with struggling. And everyone's going to struggle, man. Right. This game, it's so tough.
Yeah.
And it's okay to struggle. Like, you have to get to that point where you come to that realization. It doesn't seem like it's amazing to me that he is 29 years old and he's acting this way.
Yeah, and it's a 6-year in Major League Baseball. Guy's been around now. Look, 215-592-9494. So your reaction to the game, your reaction to the positives and negatives within it, and there were a bunch on both sides of the ledger, and what you think it means for this club. 215-592-9494. We're going to get to an awful lot today. Your chance to win Phillies tickets, a lot of Brandon Graham audio. He said some really interesting things. We'll get to that and more. Phone calls on all of this. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is, of course, as always, 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, and let me tell you about the Masters. So you can swing into the biggest golf event of the year with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, where every putt and drive can bring you closer to victory. Right now, all customers with the Masters, all customers get a profit boost every round of golf's first major. Boost your winnings on anything from outright winners to round leaders, to tournament matchups, and so much more. So many spectacular golfers in the world. Obviously, the most famous is not going to be playing this time round, but so many others are, and you can find the bet or bets that works for you and lock them in at FanDuel.com/hammer. Find those bets for Augusta and lock it in at FanDuel.com/hammer. All sorts of bet types, including live betting during the tournament, obviously, as it's going on, FanDuel.com/hammer.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.